This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Donnie, count us down in your top five favorite potato chips.
Doritos, nacho cheese, Doritos, Cool Ranch, and Ruffles, the ultimate barbecue flavor, and hot fries.
Does anybody know anything that Donnie just said?
I do.
All right.
He's one short. I've never heard of his number two.
I want to try these Riffles.
Oh, those are... Say Riffles? I'm going to say Ruffles. My bad.
Ruffles have ridges.
Lego. Put the trophies up. It's another episode. I told you long time ago. We about to explode. The scene. With something mean is supposed to be. You believe. But I told that be so awesome. And that Donnie be amazing. But enough about me. Yes, we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, we're the most affordable fans. It would have been canned a long time ago. Bio, born on SG. Grew up on CDP. Baby mood, I didn't got it wrong. We call it PG. Rated M. I don't blame us for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This episode
brought to you by Riffles.
Returning from last week, Alex.
Returning from last week? Oh, yeah, that's right. I missed a week because I was bar hopping. Hi, everybody. Let's forget I just said that.
No. I'm saying because you were the only one that was here last week with me.
Oh, that's right. We put on that delicious display of podcasting gold.
Yeah, that was rudely interrupted by our other co-host, Donnie.
No, I was here. You just didn't know it. What up, dope people? Yes, I'm back.
Donnie is like the wind. You never know when he's there, but...
You know he's there.
I didn't know how to finish that. Thank you, Donnie, for stepping in.
I really thought you were going to go into like a Dirty Dancing reference right there.
I've never even seen Dirty Dancing.
Nobody backs Baby into the corner.
Speaking of backing Baby into a corner, it's I Yield to No One.
You call me Big Daddy when you back that thing up.
Oh, Jesus. I can tell where this...
Wow.
All right. And making his...
Hey. I am sorry that I left... I really thought Donnie would show up last week, so I'm sorry that I left just the two of you by yourselves.
What the heck? I was here last week. Now,
Yield, it was the best show we've ever done.
That was...
Because Donnie wasn't here.
I told you, Tricky get off some good ones every now and then, and this is one of them.
Yield, the show would have been better if you were here, but it was an awesome show because Donnie wasn't.
Okay.
All right.
There is no... When Donnie's gone, there is no addition by subtraction. We are all at a loss when Donnie's gone.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And making his Trophy Whore's debut, it's the Undead Dog.
How's everybody doing?
Undead, for anybody that doesn't know who you are, tell us, tell our listeners how the gaming community would know you.
I got my start with Sarcastic Gamer and just kind of spread my talents around, I guess. I've done the Proven Gamer logo, the Trophy Whore logo. I do a lot of work with Extra Life. And I've had... Hip-Hop Gamer's logo up in the PlayStation Home one time, so that's probably my biggest achievement.
Sweet! I'm gonna get there soon. So.
Yeah. Alright. Let's do as we do every week and give you our updated trophy count. I am level 23, total trophies of 47, 24, with a plat count of 33. What about you, Donnie?
I am level 24. My last trophy booted me there. And trophies will be 4581, plat 61.
All right, Yield.
Level 17, trophy count of 2,579, and a platinum count of 29.
Did you get another one?
I got another one.
Which one did you get?
Spec Ops The Line.
Oh, I really wanted to get that before you did. But that would actually require playing games.
What's that you hear? That's footsteps.
Alex,
I'm catching you.
You ain't going to catch me, buddy. Because listen, you get close to me.
You keep saying that, and I'm now four away.
Yeah, you get close to me, I'm going to start cheesing it out real bad.
How much do I have to get? 32?
He'll walk into a video store and be like, all right, I need the shittiest video game you have.
Give me Hannah Montana. Give me Hannah Montana 2. Give me Terminator. Give me Terminator Salvation 2.
Those don't exist. You're going to have to actually
E-rated child's game you get in the store.
Give me Planes. Give me...
give me iPad.
Yeah. Give me everything.
That just might be quite difficult for him. iPad.
All right, Alex.
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. Trophy count. Okay. I'm still level 20. My total trophy count is 3652, and my platinum count is 36.
37.
It's 36.
37.
Dude.
It's 36.
Continue with the rest of the show, please.
All right. And Undead Dog, what about you?
You ready for this?
We're ready.
Level 4, trophy count 100, platinum count 0.
That boy is banging them out.
I'm going to say it. Undead Dog is the best of us because, quite frankly, he hasn't gotten hooked on this trophy bullshit. Yeah, I said it. So he's better than all of us for it.
What would you say about Jeff Hanna, who has one unconfirmed trophy?
He's the best, obviously.
I gotta give credit to my kids, which got me 3 of my bronze trophies and a Ratchet and Clank. So,
I think we all of us with kids have gotten at least a couple trophies from our kids.
Nope, not me. My kid's not allowed to even look at my system.
Oh, they're not allowed to look at it. They're allowed to stick quarters in the slot in the drives, right?
Exactly, and that's what got him there.
All right, let's go into...
Well, hold on, let's not glaze over the point that Undead Dog's kids are playing Ratchet and Clank, so good for Undead Dog's kids. They have good taste.
That too, yes.
I wouldn't go that far.
What? Ratchet and Clank
is serious
business, man.
No, I'm not calling that game out. I'm calling my kids' taste in video games out.
Oh, okay.
Why? You don't think Ratchet and Clank is good?
What's that?
You don't think Ratchet and Clank is good?
No, I didn't say that. I'm saying my son has the Michael Jackson experience. Their taste in video games is suspect.
Yeah. Tricky taste. They have tricky taste.
Look, every once in a while, we all need to dance to Beat It. Come on.
And every once in a while, we need to beat it to Just Dance.
All right, let's go into what we're playing. Undead, we'll start with you. What have you been playing lately?
I'm kind of backlogged a little bit. I've been picking up a lot of the older stuff on Steam. So I just finished Alan Wake. Got that for like $4. So
nice. Yeah, I finished that earlier this year. Since I have never owned an Xbox, it was actually my first opportunity to play Alan Wake. What did you think of it?
How was that?
I liked it a lot. The ending's a little weird, but I mean, I don't think I've ever been more on the edge of my seat than when I was walking through the woods with a flashlight. They really do a good job of kind of giving it atmosphere.
I definitely agree because, you know, you've got to collect the pages of the book that kind of tell the story. Sometimes they foretell events before you actually get to them. And, like, sometimes the pages are hidden in the woods. And, like, with those kind of shadow creatures chasing you, usually I explore all over the place. Like, I take my time. And Alan Wake, I'm just trying to run through those woods as fast as I can get the fuck out of there. Like, I want no part of that. So, yeah, they do a really good job with the atmosphere. I do think that I enjoyed the game and the story, but I think that, you know, running through the woods and, like, the settings and, like, it just felt like a lot of the same after a while. It got a little bit old, but, like, the thing they do with the flashlight and then the gun combat, how they combine the two, it's pretty awesome.
Well, and for me, it was a little different because I'm in the Pacific Northwest, and they captured that area of the country so well that, I mean, I feel like I've been to some of the places that they have you going through, so it was a totally different thing for me.
All right. Alex, what have you been playing, buddy?
Oh, are we ready for this? Can anyone guess what I've been playing?
Those of you Resident Evil? On
for like the second straight month, but it's about to pay off because I'm 2 trophies away from the platinum.
From your 38th?
From my 37th. A hard-earned platinum. An actual true platinum, unlike somebody's.
You're not counting your Vita platinums?
Well, first of all, I'm not counting my 1 Vita platinum because it's also a PS3 game that I have. So it's the same game, just two on, like, there's a platinum on each of the different platforms.
Move on.
So, yeah.
But,
So I'm trying. I'm very close to getting my 37th platinum, and that being Resident Evil Revelations.
But did you import your save file?
I used the crossover save feature. So I was playing Sly Cooper back and forth on both devices. So I would save on one, upload to the cloud, and then continue my game on the other one.
So
you basically got two platinums.
Don't continue this. Same. Move on.
All right, fine. We'll save this for the trophy chomping special.
Yeah, and I have fine. At the end of the show, I have the announcement of when we're going to do it.
Which was last week.
No, and then the week before that.
And then the week before that.
Yield, what have you been playing?
Actually, you thought I'd be playing a lot since I haven't been on for a couple of weeks, but I really haven't. I finished off Spec Ops: The Line. I've been playing some Plants vs. Zombies on the Vita. And I've been kind of playing some demos. I've been playing Dogfight 1942. I've been playing Call of Haraz Gunslinger. I played that Thunderwolves demo. And that's kind of about it. I played a handful of games on my iPad and then deleted them off because they were freebies and they weren't really worth keeping. So that's kind of it. Now I'm debating about what to dive into next before Grand Theft Auto comes out in a couple of weeks.
What about?
I will say, I know we're going to get into this a little bit later, but the free games for PlayStation Plus for September, pretty damn enticing.
Yeah, we're going to get into that. Donnie, what have you been playing besides... we don't know what you've been playing. What have you been playing, Donnie?
Oh, I've been playing Batman Arkham City just because I was trying to... I said to myself, I'm going to get the Platinum. And then when I popped it in, and I realized, dang, I still have 500-plus Riddler trophies to get. So...
There's only 400 in the game.
See, the Riddler trophy...
It seems like 500-plus.
I got all the Riddler trophies, but there was no way I was going to get 150-some gold medals in all the different challenge rooms. I ain't going through it.
That too, but also been playing some Fight Night Champions. I was playing out earlier just to pass the time, and I was missing the story of Last of Us, and I've been playing that. And did you guys know they had an update to patch some buzz that was going on in multiplayer, which also added a new game mode,
we're going to be talking about that.
Oh, we are going to be talking about that. So let me go. Let me move on. My phone. I am so unprofessional.
Donnie, unprofessional? No.
We would never have guessed that.
Okay, well, let's check this out. And maybe this is my Donnie thinking here. I've been playing Batman Arkham City, and of course, Two-Face is in it. And am I the only one that thought, like, how come that guy hasn't caught an affection yet?
What?
On the side of his face, he's got burnt up and it's all exposed, and he has not an infection with his skin, or he didn't catch any diseases besides his skin getting burnt off. So I thought that was quite weird.
And I've been playing a couple.
First of all, hold on. Before we move on, Donnie, I want to ask, when did you decide that you wanted a ringtone that would horrify every other human being in the area?
When I see the reaction of people's faces when it happens. Like
it sounds like someone screaming in a horror movie. Like someone's being crushed by like some like junkyard machine.
A quick story, real quick, that happened earlier this week.
This is why we never have an hour show.
We do, because I do a doggish job editing. But I'm at the movies and my phone ring, and this old guy. I'm talking to this old guy, and it started ringing, and he. Looking around like, oh, dude, you better go get your kids. And I'm like, no, that's just my phone.
And I've been playing Poker Night at the Inventory too. Spec Ops: The Line, played a little bit of that. And here's the jaw dropper. I've been playing some BioShock Infinite.
Wow.
Okay. Now you called me yesterday, and I told you have to play 2 hours from when we spoke, which would be a total of 2.5 hours.
Right.
Are you enjoying the game so far?
I will answer that by saying that I've played 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Are you going to play any more?
Negative. It's already in its envelope, sent back to Gamefly.
Yeah, he has a condition.
Why do you hate good games?
Listen, from
that's
what I was playing so far, I could see me playing the game. I just physically cannot play the game because I cannot play a first person shooter like that. Cannot do it.
This thing gets motion sickness by playing the game.
Listeners, if you do not listen to Tricky Mick, if you have not played BioShock Infinite, go play that immediately.
No, I will tell you.
Tricky Mick is insane.
I will tell you.
I will get to BioShock Infinite, but I need to play BioShock and BioShock 2 first.
Well, you need to play BioShock, not BioShock 2.
And if you buy Infinite, BioShock comes with it.
Ooh, well, I don't need to buy it.
My brother owns them, so I'll just gank them from him.
All right, let's move on.
Gank.
The other game I've been playing is the Marvel Ultimate Alliance on Facebook.
Did you hear that, listeners?
You play
doesn't
want to
play
game, really?
Doesn't want to play BioShock Infinite. Loves to play Marvel.
Hey,
Facebook.
Hey, I'm about to recruit Ares into my gang. So.
Oh yeah, because he got murdered by Kratos.
Exactly. He sucks now.
Like 5 years ago, 6-7 years ago.
I'm about to get the
congratulations. You're hoarding losers.
All right, let's go into our topics of the week. There's been a report that the PlayStation 4 can be turned on remotely. Now, if you remember several episodes, we were talking about how you can buy games off the PlayStation Store, off the internet, and by the time when you come to your PlayStation 3 or your PlayStation 4, the game will be in your download list, and automatically you can start downloading from there. Well, the PlayStation 4 apparently can be turned on while away from the console in order to download new content. In response to a question on Twitter about purchasing the PS4 games from a smartphone, Sony Worldwide Studios boss Shuhei Yoshida responded, "When you buy a PS4 on a smartphone, it will wake your PS4 up to start downloading the game, and then the PlayStation 4 goes back to sleep after that." Now,
I'm going to say there has to be more to it than that. Like, you've got to kind of, I would assume, like, set up an account, like merge your account on your phone, your phone account, or whatever device you're using, as well as your PS3.
But yeah.
Weren't they releasing an app for the PlayStation 4?
I believe they are.
For your smartphones? I bet you that's how you do it.
But didn't it say you can do this, like, with your computer, too, or your personal laptop or something?
Well, your computer, you can sign on to the PlayStation Store and then, buy stuff that's on your download list, but you have to go into your system, turn your system on, go into your download list, and start downloading it from there.
That brings me to a question. Has anyone ever used a computer to buy a PlayStation Network game?
No.
But I will probably.
That's why I have my
store.
PlayStation 3 that is a computer.
Well, I'm going to tell you, unless they fix the PlayStation Store, I'm actually going to start buying my stuff on their website. Because then maybe I can actually find what the hell I'm looking for.
Okay, look, it might be, yes, very unuser-friendly, even though they changed it completely to make it more user-friendly. But still, I don't know. Like, I can still navigate it pretty well. Like, I'll admit, like, when they said they were going to fix it, they didn't fix it. And in some ways, they made it worse because now you have to go through, like, 8 confirmation screens before you can actually buy something that's in your cart.
In some ways?
Yeah, that's a little annoying.
Pretty much in every way they made it worse.
But since the first PlayStation Store, we've all complained about the latest update. Oh, this one sucks. And then we get used to it. And then they come out the new one. This one sucks. And then we get used to it. I just haven't gotten used to this one yet, but
I like the old one. I didn't have any complaints with the old one. I like the old one a lot better than what they have now. I really didn't have any.
The one that we have now is more sleek, a little bit less functional, though.
It looks prettier. That's it.
Because, like, there are fewer results. Like, because remember, they used to have, like, those little blocks, those little tiles. Like, and you could fit, like, a ton of those on the screen, those little icons. Now, like, you could fit maybe 8 or 10 like pictures at most of like content pictures of stuff you want to buy, and like having to go down that entire list alphabetically with how many games after like 6 or 7 years is like ridiculous. It takes so fucking long, especially with like a PlayStation 3 controller.
But you know what? Going through it that way is still faster than searching for it in the search box. That's how crappy it is.
And it's still better than standing behind somebody in an electric scooter at Walmart.
I think everything's better than that.
You don't know how to push those people out of the way?
Well, speaking of pushing people out of the way, Sony has apparently launched another attack towards Microsoft by announcing a PlayStation 4 bundle that will contain Killzone, a camera, and a second controller for the price point of $499.
In your face!
So wait. So for an extra $100, we get a controller and a camera?
And a game.
But aren't they bundling it with the game for $400 anyway?
No, you don't get a game with the PlayStation 4, the $400 model.
Just one controller.
And one controller. So for $100 more, you're getting Killzone, a camera, and a second controller.
Huh. In your face, GameBots!
Change Killzone to something else, and then you might have me sold.
Yeah, that too.
I agree with the same thing. Now, Undead, what do you think about
this? The extra controller is very intriguing, but Killzone, eh.
I don't know. It seems like Sony's doing a lot of the same things that Microsoft...
Hello? Who else is unprofessional?
Sorry.
No. Okay.
It's a toll-free number, too. It seems like Sony is doing a lot of the same things that Microsoft are. They're just kind of easing their way into it, so nobody's sticker shocked at the beginning. And I mean, I don't know. I don't like going for the big bundles, just because I usually the game they package in there is something I could care less about. So.
And usually by the time they package it, the game has been out for 6 months. So if you really wanted to play the game, you probably already bought it.
Yeah, that too, but. Just branching off what he said about what Sony is just doing, what the boss is doing, but on the low. But they're giving you the choice, though. That's the difference.
Hold on. We kind of glossed over. We didn't actually, you know, let him. Undead, like, what about your gaming habits? What console do you primarily play on? Like, what kind of games do you like to play?
I'm a pretty recent PC convert. I used to be an Xbox, you know. But
Donnie, let him speak.
I haven't touched my Xbox in probably 4 or 5 months, so...
Good boy.
but, you know, I do use an Xbox controller on my PC, so...
Same, no, I do the same, and, like, I gotta say, like, having a combination of a PlayStation 3 and, like, a Steam account on a laptop that I can play games on, it's pretty awesome, because with PlayStation Plus and Steam, like, I get games for cheap as shit. And yeah. I can, you know, and like games that I can get a lot of value out of. So like I like Undead, I am a new convert to computer gaming, but obviously I also like my PlayStation. So I feel him on that. Like computer gaming, it's pretty awesome. And you know, you got it for me, like there's no other way to play than with an Xbox controller on like a Microsoft operating system. Because like trying to use the mouse and keyboard, I'm sorry, I just can't do that.
Well, and I gotta say this. I am rooting for PlayStation 4 this generation. It has more to do with the fact that I am disappointed that Microsoft didn't just stick to their guns and just, you know, at least if they had just stuck with their vision and came out with what they wanted to come out with, then we could see once and for all that it sucks.
Why? But Donnie cannot let anybody skip through what they're saying.
I love how Donnie said good boy. Now, Donnie, you realize that Undead Dog is just his alias. He's really a human, right?
Let me finish what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
Okay, I don't agree with most of what Microsoft was going to do. But to me, backing off of all that stuff and just caving to the masses, I don't know, seems kind of like a weakness to me. I would have at least liked to have seen what they were doing, where they were going, and then, you know, decided whether or not it sucked or not.
Well, see, a lot of people are, you know, just to add on to what you're saying, I've noticed that a lot of people were pissed off when Microsoft came out with what they were doing, and now they're even more pissed off that they backed off of it.
What?
So it's like, damned if they do, damned if they don't.
And, hey, we don't like this. Give us what we want. Hey, you're giving us what we want. What are you doing? You're assholes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry if you don't have an internet connection that can support always online, but I really kind of want to see what cloud computing will do to the next generation of gaming.
No, that always online is crap.
Well, no. All right, we're not going to have this debate.
Yeah,
why not?
Well,
move on, because Undead just made me mad.
No. It's not all about you, Diva. We know why Donnie doesn't like Always Online. But, I mean, instead, like, no. I mean, you know, maybe this whole thing is like, are we some way, because, like, remember the Dreamcast had an internet connection. You could play online with the Dreamcast, you know, just everyone really wasn't ready to jump into that, you know, and then Sony kind of, it was kind of in the PS2, but you didn't see more of that until later in its life. When, you know, and of course, you know, Xbox was really the one with Halo that really got online gaming started, at least on the consoles. But you got to wonder, like, you know, if, you know, giving, you know, they've got a plan for the system, and by kind of backing down and doing what, you know, people are more comfortable with, is it kind of stifling innovation in a little way?
I think it is. And just to clarify, you take everything I say with a grain of salt, because I bought a Virtual Boy, I bought a Game Gear, I bought a Dreamcast, so I'm not exactly the expert on what works.
You know what? The Game Gear was awesome. You know what? It ate through batteries in like an hour, but like that had some pretty good games. And that was an awesome handheld just to take on the road. But yeah, I mean, you're going to spend like $30 on batteries in like 4 hours.
All right.
Yeah, the Virtual Boy I can't defend you on. But the Game Gear, I will certainly defend you on, sir.
Well, maybe I got something you can defend. A recent listen on Amazon has suggested that the PlayStation 4 camera will offer voice recognition. A bullet point on the product note suggests that, quote, from navigational voice commands to facial recognition, the PlayStation camera adds incredible innovation to your gaming, end quote.
I'm sorry, Hal. I can't do that for you.
If this is true, it confirms a recent post by Sony listening for a job in May for a, quote, speech recognition intern, end quote. Now, the way this is looking, I mean, originally when the PlayStation 4 was launched, I looked at it and said, that's a Kinect. It seems like the PlayStation 4 camera is becoming more and more like the Kinect. Do you guys feel the same way, or you still think that Sony's keeping their things out, but they're going to have to add some things in to keep up with the progress in the camera market as far as
gaming? Will it listen to my wife talk about her feelings?
I don't know. Who was the kid when they said the Kinect was coming out? What was that kid?
What? The Kinect kid?
I remember the Marcus kid from the PSP commercials, but I don't know what kind of Kinect kid you're talking about.
Do you remember when they introduced the Kinect and they had the kid?
Oh, Milo.
Milo, that's what it was.
Oh, that lion head Peter Molyneux stuff.
Yeah, and I think they turned that into the Kinectimals. Or they used it was a derivative.
Now, do you guys want voice recognition in your camera or no?
Well, I honestly really don't care.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't care. Like I said, the technology of the voice recognition and voice command and all that stuff seems pretty cool. But once again, I don't care about that stuff. And as far as what you said, is it like the Kinect? Well, yeah, Sony doing what they do best. Steal other people's products and make it that much more better. Just like I did with the Wiimote. They made it the Move. And it was better.
But I mean, like, is anyone really surprised? Because, I mean, people do this with software all the time. When a game gets popular, like, say, Call of Duty, everyone makes their shooters more like Call of Duty. When, you know, someone like Nintendo has an idea, like, to use motion controls, you know, people jump on board that. It's just the way of business. When someone finds something, you know, that works, something they can make money off of, people are like, okay, let's follow that example, but let's call it our own and make not that, but something very similar to that. So if this is Sony's way of kind of making a Kinect, but not really a Kinect, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, they got interns for that, man. They got interns for people who just go out and steal other people's products and report it back to the headquarters.
So you would say that the headquarters interrogates them when they come back?
Well, yeah.
Donnie, did you just reveal that Sony has spy interns?
Well, yeah, that's what happened. That's why the people at Microsoft got fired.
No, he's trying to do a segue.
I was trying to do a segue, and you guys just kept going with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to say, well, yeah, because Microsoft people got interns got fired because they didn't report the right information to them all about right. Sony's product.
Speaking of interrogation,
I see what you did there.
Well, see,
I was trying.
See, all right. See, there you go. When you give me a speaking of X, then I know you're transitioning
well,
Tricky.
That's why.
That's your go-to move. When you don't do it, I get confused.
Hold on, Tricky. I tried to do it with Donnie
saying, Donnie, do you think they interrogate? Well, speaking of interrogation, and you guys just kept the conversation going.
Well,
no
Tricky,
pause.
Your segues suck, so we don't understand.
I don't know. That would have been a pretty good one if you guys didn't stop.
It would have, yeah. But when you talk, Tricky, we think it's another conversation piece, so we don't know it's a segue.
All right, well, speaking of another conversation piece, The Last of Us has a new multiplayer mode.
I ain't even played the first one.
Coming with patch 1.03, The Last of Us will have a new multiplayer mode called Interrogation. Interrogation mode is, quote, complicated, according to multiplayer designer Robert Ryan. But the crux of the mode is this. Find and raid your opponent safe by interrogating fallen players via special executions. Your team must collectively interrogate 5 opponents to find the location of their lockbox, and interrogations take quite a bit longer than a special execution, leaving you vulnerable to attack. Interrogation comes in 2 waves, collecting information and then cracking the enemy safe. And you can only crack the safe after you have successfully completed all the interrogations. Also with the patch comes 5 fixes. When reviving a teammate, your range will be increased. The item bin locations have been rebalanced in some places. Special executions can now be halted by teammates. Matchmaking has been improved, and item spawns have been tweaked to not give teams too many items.
I think I'm the only one that actually played this.
What are you talking about, Donnie? I have the platinum.
No, I'm talking about the new stuff.
The interrogation.
Have you played the interrogation?
I have not. What's in the lockbox? I feel like it's something awesome. Is it McDonald's books? Can I buy an Egg McMuffin with what's in the lockbox?
I don't understand why they even added this on there. Because they say...
Why give you more of such a great game?
Huh?
Why give you more of such a great game?
No, but this right here, I don't understand why this interrogation mode is sus. It's the exact same thing as the other two modes. They say you don't execute them because you have to interrogate them, but interrogating is executing them, so I don't understand it. So it's just like every other game, except you just can't get the crack box until you reach that certain point.
The crack box, man.
You can't get the crack box. Yeah.
Name of the episode right there.
Where's your stash, man? Come on.
Where's the crack box?
You know everybody in Last of Us do crack.
Man, I said get a coke.
Look at them. They all do crack. Look,
I got some munchies. Where's your stuff?
Was that a Freudian slip there, Donnie?
All right, so, Donnie, So you don't like interrogation, or you do? No, I don't like it because, like I said, it's an execution. I thought when I was going to play it, I was going to actually like do certain things to get the guy to talk. Only thing he does is get on top of him and grab his head and just start shaking him.
Attach some jumper cables to his nipples.
Turn it off! Nipples are smoking.
Start shaking him and then slam his head in the ground, and then it says execution. I'm like, that's a freaking execution. So, and it's the same.
Yeah, they told you it was.
No, but that's saying I'm thinking like I'm going to actually get the guy to actually speak like some dialogue. Like, where is it? Where is it?
Well, you're asking for too much, Donnie.
How am I asking for too much? It's an interrogation. When you trying to get information for somebody, you just
you
don't choke him.
Drag him back to your hut. You should strap him down to the chair. Put a couple of nails through his hands so he don't move. Strap a battery and some jumper cables to it and shock him.
Donnie wants to waterboard somebody over here.
Interrogation should have been exactly what Joel did in the end game, where he had the two guys sitting next to each other, tied up. And he said, hey,
you want to take that much time doing a multiplayer match?
Yeah.
I'm just making something up right now.
Keep in mind, Donnie, that you're vulnerable this entire time you're interrogating people. So if someone could come up and kill you while you're asking them.
You are. And you know what? And I freaking hate Last of Us players, man, because the Call of Duty immigrants.
Choke him. On. Put a bar of soap in a sock and beat the shit out of him.
Is there any voice acting involved at all? I mean, do they actually say anything? Like, where's your strong box or whatever?
They don't say anything. They just, when you say, you get over him, you down a part on player, you get over him and they give you the icon to interrogate. It don't even give you execution. It just say interrogate. When you push interrogate.
Let's be honest. That's lazy. Let's be honest, even if they did have voice acting, you probably couldn't understand the person because they're looking for a crack box, so they're probably a junkie, so they're probably shaking, having a shaking fit and a trembling fit.
Well, speaking of shaking and trembling, Batman Arkham Origins has revealed a new weapon. I can't even keep going because they do. I'm laughing. Oh my god. Batman Arkham Origins has revealed a new weapon called the Shock Gloves. Donnie, tell us about these Shock Gloves.
I put this in here because I wanted to talk about this mid-time. The Shock Glove, basically all it is another one of his gizmos that when you fight, it builds up charge while you're fighting. And then, like I said, Shock Glove, you hit him and it shock him.
Yeah,
you could use it.
Once you build up the combo enough, you can now shock people as you're fighting them.
Yeah. Are we gonna get to give Harlequin the shocker with this? Or
I was waiting for somebody to bust it out.
I don't think
you know, but like,
does Harlequin exist in this time period?
She should.
Well, this is going back to the start, so.
Or maybe she's the doctor. In this one,
she's not like 5 years old in Arkham City, so I'm assuming that, you know, yeah, there's a chance that she could be.
Maybe we get to see her early work as a doctor before she became insane. But the main reason I put this in here,
because Arkham Asylum would have to exist at this point, and I don't know if Arkham Asylum exists at this point.
First of all, I want to counter that point that Harley Quinn is insane. She just loves to fucking party. Like, that's all there is to it. She's not crazy.
But the same with the Joker, then.
He knows how to do it up. Big green limo, traipsing around town.
The main reason I put this in here is for, I don't know if you guys recall how I feel about origin games or prequel games, how a game like this in Devil May Cry, where in the prequel, they're always sweeter than the present day one. And how come he didn't have this stuff in the present day one?
Well, if you watch the video long enough, it's actually the way they explain the reason why he has the shock gloves is because in the games that you played now with City and Arkham Asylum, you did the hacking by a computer. You had a little thing. Now you actually use the gloves to basically pry the door and open up the doors that are normally locked that you would have to hack in the two other games.
Also, the best thing about these gloves is that, like, enemies that you before, like, had shields and stuff that would block, like, you can actually hit them without, like, having to disarm them or something. Like, the shock will get past all, like, their...
You guys just totally went around.
Donnie. Okay. Since, how about we look at it from this perspective? Isn't the present now Arkham City Origins and those other games of the future?
What?
Because the Arkham City is the game that we're going to be playing, so that's now present day, whereas the other games are the future.
No, Arkham City is the present day.
But you're playing the setting. The setting you're playing is Arkham City Origins.
Yeah.
Playing Arkham Origins, not Arkham City Origins.
All this is before what happens to Arkham City and Arkham Asylum.
You know what's really crazy, Donnie?
This is what happens to Gotham City before Arkham Asylum.
Arkham City is after Arkham Asylum, so all this stuff is before the first two games they came out with. And my whole point is, like, this is like one of the main reasons why I don't like prequels, because they so much sweeter than the original.
This is the same thing that happens in movies and stuff too. Is you get these movies that come out years later, and the technology has advanced so much that Star Trek, you get these stories that happened before, but they've got touch screens and all this stuff.
And, like, you know, episode one, double-bladed lightsaber? Come on.
Yeah.
What's that craziness? We've never seen anything like that before in the older movies.
Hey, Darth Maul was the man.
Yeah, Darth Maul.
Darth Maul. I like Darth Maul.
I think Darth Maul was a better Sith than Vader. Yeah, I said it.
Wow.
Oh, God.
You're going to get sucked in the face.
Hey, I love me some Star Wars, and I was pissed that they killed off Maul in the first one.
You know, I heard, after that movie came out and, all that happened, there were rumors. Did anyone else hear this, that he was going to come back in a future movie with robotic legs?
That would be so awesome.
He got cut in the middle.
Yes, robotic legs. Well, okay, robotic bottom.
That would be awesome if they did that balls in 7 and all back.
That'd be a little weird, come back, 6 movies later. It's like, all right, guys, I'm here.
You're supposed to be bringing everybody back to life in 7.
Because think about it. You had such a badass in Maul, but they off him in the first movie. And then we have to deal with Count Dookie the other two movies? Really?
Dooku.
Either way, he's an idiot.
It's Dookie to him.
Let's be honest. Ray Park had his day as Toad in X-Men and then Darth Maul. I think he's about tapped out.
Well, oh,
I don't think we're seeing Darth Maul.
You forgot Ray Park's most famous role.
What's that?
Snake Eyes in G.I. Joe.
Really?
Really.
Really?
Really.
You get the fuck out of here.
Well, speaking of getting the fuck out of here, Sony Online Entertainment apparently told this to a bunch of people.
Wow! Tricky's on a roll!
Oh, my gosh.
We're joking around, but this is sad news.
We're being shown something about professionalism here.
Sony Online Entertainment apparently laid off an unspecified number of employees today. They were quickly to say that the development of EverQuest 2, Free Realms, and PlanetSide 2 will not be affected by the layoffs. So, sorry to everybody who lost their jobs, but that was one hell of a segue. I couldn't pass up.
Well, one thing we could say that we can look forward to Station 4's blackout now since online has been cut.
Well, speaking of things that have been cut.
What? What are you talking about, Donnie? No, we can't. I can't give you that. Donnie, what are you talking about?
Oh, the Station 3 blackout that we have for 2-3 months.
It was a month.
Blackout. It's a hack.
And it was a month.
Okay. It still was a blackout that they couldn't fix.
No.
For...
It's not that they couldn't fix it. They wanted to make sure it was secure before they released it open again.
Oh, whatever. It happened. We didn't have online.
Get your facts right, man.
Whatever happened, we didn't have online. Move on.
Well, speaking of things that we're not going to be having anymore. Well, we'll have it, but...
We're not moving on.
Japan won't have it anymore.
No. Can we really let Donnie make an asinine, ridiculous point and move the conversation on afterwards? Really? Can we let him get away with that?
You let me get away with it every episode.
Get him, Alex. Go ahead. Go.
PlayStation Home will not be receiving any more new content in Japan starting next month, while other regions in Asia will stop seeing home updates starting March 2014. Home users in North America and Europe will be still getting their continued update weekly and stuff.
You totally messed up what I was going to say, Trick. I thought you was going to read it. PlayStation Home closes.
No.
And I was going to shout hooray, but then...
Well, you're...
You totally messed up everything. Take this all out.
You're the editor.
I guess they didn't have enough Godzilla memorabilia in the home virtual store. Virtual store? Voltron store? Yes, the Voltron store.
All right, well...
Go ahead, speaking of the Voltron store...
Speaking of things in a store... September's PlayStation Plus freebies have been announced, and man, is it a good lineup. September, if you're a PlayStation Plus member, you will be getting the following games during the course of the month. Resident Evil Chronicles HD Collection. Eco... Galaga Legions DX for the PS3, and Rayman Origins for the Vita, and GTA Liberty City Stories for your Vita and PSP.
Woohoo!
No dates for any of this stuff has been announced, but pay attention to the future podcast, and we will give you the dates that they are coming out.
To Eco.
Oh, here we go.
You know what? I'm going to give it a chance. I was kind of scared away from Eco. I bought Shadow of the Colossus alone, the download on PSN, because I didn't want to buy the collection with Eco in there, because I heard it was a big escort mission.
That is going to bring us to the end of the topics this week. For our question of the week, we're going to turn to our guest, Undead Dog, who, when we have a guest, we try customarily to let them ask the question. So, Undead, what is your question for us?
I would like to know if there was anything you were hoping to see addressed or implemented in the next generation of consoles that wasn't.
I'll go since no one's stepping up.
Well, I'm actually, since I seen this question, I was actually thinking about it, and I still don't have an answer. So, okay, Donnie.
Okay, well, it's something small, but I still think it'll make it beneficial for people like Tricky and people who download a whole heap of stuff. In the download, you can go to your previously downloaded stuff in your system. I find it hard for when I'm looking for something and I got to go all the way down close to number 20 and I have like 1,000 downloads and I'm not even sure if I missed it or not. So I think it'd be pretty cool.
So you're talking for a search engine for your download list.
Yeah, I would think like if you know what you're looking for and that you in your downloads, put a search engine in that and that'll help break it down.
Well, to eliminate that problem, if you know exactly what you're looking for, just go find it in the store and hit the download button. You don't necessarily have to go to your download list to find it.
Yeah, well,
he does have a point there.
Yeah, okay, the point to that, I mean, the thing with that is that we just kept finished talking how crappy the search engine is in the store.
Well,
so
it absolutely is crappy.
So you wouldn't have a hard time finding it because I tried when the package for Saints Row 3 came out, the latest one with all the downloads, I couldn't find it at all. Like, I put in the exact words, Saints Row 3 or Saints Row the 3rd, and it would not pop up for nothing. I had to go actually to games, the game category, and just search for it in there.
Well, the season pass for Borderlands 2 was next to impossible to find, too.
Yeah.
For as well.
I think that'd be pretty cool to have that.
You know what I'd like to see? That it may be possible, but I just haven't figured out how to do it. Find a way for to use like split screen, not split screen, but dual screen TVs. Because like you know on a computer how you can plug up two screens to your computer.
Yeah.
Do that for your TV. So you know if you're playing like a split screen co-op, each person can have their own TV running off their own.
Same system.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a nice thing.
Yeah, because I mean they've done stuff like that, but you gotta have a system for each TV. Even though, like, because a lot of racing games have where you can set up three screens at once, but you gotta have for some reason you gotta have a console for every single one.
I mean, do you guys remember playing that in the old arcades? Remember they had that game where you could fly the 747, and they had the three screens around you. Something like that, I think it would be cool if, like, you were playing, like, Gran Turismo. You have one screen in front of you. You have two screens off to the side. You can see outside the car and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I think that would be pretty cool.
I would like to see more games implement what Uncharted 3 did with their multiplayer and their co-op, to where you could go over to a buddy's house, sign into your profile, and all your stats will count instead of just being guest one.
Yeah, Little Big Planet did that too. But it was,
and I would also like to see them make a
thing.
System that does. No, I have two that doesn't burn out in 2 years.
All right, what about you, Alex?
I would like to see more Hannah Montana games because, let's be honest, at this point with how crazy she's gotten, those games would be a whole lot more fun than the other ones used to be.
You must have seen the patch they put in the Hannah Montana in the movie game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it good, Donnie? Is it good?
Mm-hmm. It's exactly like the VMAs.
I mean, for me, I would like to just see kind of more general improvements with content delivery. You know, like a big thing for Sony has been, you know, day one games where you can buy it in a store and you can download it from the service. I would love to see prices come down on some of that stuff to make it, you know, actually me say, hey, you know, it's cheaper on the download. Yeah, I'll go with that instead of buying the disc, to kind of pull me away from getting the disc.
Yeah, how come that hasn't happened yet? Because I could have sworn buying it direct supposed to be wholesale.
Well, it takes like it. Like, there's no disc involved. Obviously, there's no store taking a cut. So, you know, more of the profit goes to the platform holder. You know, just more better usability on like the, on the system, the interface and everything. Just general improvements, just making everything more functional with the software, you know, actually with the system. And I would love to get to the point where any game that I played when younger, I know that licenses get in the way and everything, but, you know, where any game I played as a kid in the arcades, I could find on, you know, download for a console, you know, like people would support, you know, like download services like ROMs and stuff, you know, necessarily where you couldn't get newer games, but you can get old games that are hard to find, you know, and see people out there and openly supporting that. And, you know, it, for me, like the Wii, when they first said the virtual console and you can buy all these old games, like I was amazed. And Nintendo flubbed it up because they didn't have like a profile, an overarching profile that you bought the games for so that you could take them otherwhere. It was all saved to that system. So I just kind of want to see continued improvements in like content delivery and content availability.
All right. Not to mention the price that they had on them.
Oh, yes.
All right. Yes. Undead, it was your question. Well, what did you hoping to see it addressed that was not?
Well, months and months before we even knew what the Xbox One was, they had a proof of concept video floating around YouTube for something called a Luma Room. And basically, it would take the room mapping abilities of Kinect, and it used some sort of projection system, and it would extend the image past the edges of your TV and have it wrap around whatever's in your room. And I mean, I really could care less about motion control and voice recognition. I want to see some new ideas on how the visuals are presented. Like, really the way I've decided is I'm going to support whatever backs things like the Oculus Rift and just new ways of showing the game to me.
So you're talking about like kind of a theater like experience. I mean, we've already got surround sound, but like something that makes the image kind of go wrap around you a little bit.
Well, if I'm correct, it sounds like Microsoft had some patents filed for some kind of projection device that doesn't require mounting behind you. I don't know how it would work, but basically, like, it wouldn't be, you could have, like, the whole image go past your TV, or there would be, like, different parts of it, like, the particle effects would just shoot out the sides or whatever, or, like, they would actually, I don't know, you can find it on YouTube if you look for a Luma Room. It's got some pretty interesting ideas, and by the time Xbox One came out, there was absolutely no mention of it. They were just talking about more of the same voice recognition and, you know, cable TV crap. So I'm kind of disappointed that they didn't tease a little bit of that sort of thing.
Alrighty. All right, any final comments before we move on to our housekeeping?
I thought that was a very good question.
I thought it was too. All right, ProvenGamer.com is looking for some writers, podcasters, video editors, and generalized news reporters. We're also looking for a rump shaker director.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Do Donnie and I need directors?
Well, you two cannot settle who is the king rump shaker, so we're going to have to get a director in here to judge you guys.
We don't need a director.
We are the directors. We looking for rump shakers.
If you're interested in working for the site, go to the site and click on the Help Wanted tab and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
No one is telling me what to do with my luscious booty.
No, are we talking like Rex and Effect, or are we talking like twerking on the VMAs?
Both.
I will send you the video, Undead, when we're done recording. And you can see Donnie's rump shaking skills. All right. While you're on ProvenGamer.com, please stop by and listen to our other podcast, PG Spoilers.
Which I take everything back about wanting to see the screen bigger.
I was expecting at any moment a message to pop up on Skype, a text message with Undead Dog saying, please don't.
All right. Speaking of PG Spoilers, I have said it for weeks, and we are going to do the PG spoilers on this whole trophy chumping business. The third week of September, I haven't officially nailed down the date, but I do believe it's going to be on the 25th.
You shouldn't even announced it then.
Well, I have to. I just want to make sure. It's either going to be the 23rd, 24th, or 25th. Pay attention to the Proven Gamer Twitter feed and my Twitter feed, and we'll nail down the date. I'm working out the details so we can actually live stream it, so Donnie can't say that I miraculously lost the show.
Did people really want to sit there and listen to us talk about Tricky defend himself as Donnie Yield and our, like,
I already have
tropes suck.
I already have people coming willing to come on the show to defend me. So
they must suck, too.
Don't
offend our listeners. Did you find some homeless guys give, like, $5 to?
If you want to contact us, there are several ways. You can contact us on Twitter. You can contact the site at Proven Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Whores. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Yield at I Yield to No One. You can contact Alex at Saundasaurus Rex. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. And Undead, what is your Twitter?
Undead Dog.
All one word?
Yeah.
All right.
You know, I have a feeling for that Trophy Chumps episode when we get these people who are backing up Tricky that we're going to get to meet Tricky's Australian cousin and Tricky's Chinese cousin and Tricky's Mexican cousin.
You're going to meet Tricky's goddess.
We already know her. She gives Donnie a hard time. Lay off, Donnie.
Thank you.
And while you're cruising the web, please stop by Facebook. Search for Proven Gamer and hit that like button if you could. If you want to email us, you can email the show, trophyhorse@provengamer.com. While you're also cruising the web, please stop by YouTube and do a search for Official Proven Gamer, which now includes two new videos. We have a movie review from Donnie on Kick-Ass 2. And
it's about time. The heck you been doing with it, man?
And we have a video which we're going to be talking about in just quite a second when we talk about our sponsors. There are several ways you can listen to the show. You can leave us. You can go to iTunes and listen to the show. And if you do it that way, please stop by, leave a rating, preferably 5 stars. Let Donnie know he does such a good job editing.
Drop in, drop out, co-op.
Donnie had to get that into this episode. Also, you can listen to us on Stitcher. If you want to call us, there are two ways you can call us. Donnie, what's the phone number?
330-PROVEN9, 330-776-8369.
And you could also go to the website and our Facebook page and click on the SpeakPipe tab and leave a message and it will get sent to all the hosts. Now let's move on to our sponsors. First, we are sponsored by a wonderful site. Donnie, what's that site? Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you could, please stop at ProvenGamer.com first, and it will click the link, and it will continue on to Amazon. You can do all your normal shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. The next sponsor we have is Play31.net. 31 is a poker variant. The site offers real money and play money tournaments. It's really good. If you don't know how to play the game, go by the site, and they will teach you how to play the game. If you're going and register, please use the code 1212 and let them know that ProvenGamer.com sent you over there. And for our final sponsor, the reason why we have Undead Dog on this episode is Miracle Cup. Undead, tell us all about Miracle Cup.
Well, Miracle Cup is kind of my hometown's attempt at Extra Life this year. We're going to be hosting a racing tournament October 19th. And at our children's hospital, we've got a LAN network. We're going to be setting up 8 gaming rigs, steering wheels, the whole 9 yards. And we've modded the games to include logos of companies that are sponsoring. And we've got some auto dealerships, some tire manufacturers, and they're actually going to send their store managers over, and they're going to actually race the cars and whatnot. So that's kind of what it is. And if we can get this to have some marginal success, sounds like Extra Life might be interested in spreading it out to other cities and stuff. So it's kind of a test run.
All right. And awesome. There is a Proven Gamer car being driven, correct?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, that's one of the things I was saying. If you go to our YouTube page. You can see the video of our car with all of our logos and our sponsors. Or excuse me, not our sponsors. All of our logos, our podcast. And it's even got all of our names on it, guys.
Oh, I didn't spot that, but awesome choice in vehicle. Love that car.
Yeah, and just so the listeners know, each car has a goal of $250. So that's what we're kind of working towards. And if you guys want to sponsor the car for $20 or more, we might stick your gamer tag somewhere on the car also.
That sounds cool. It'll be in our show notes. All right, let's do our shout-outs. Alex, let's start with you.
I would like to give a shout-out to all the listeners who listen to us babble and just shoot the shit every week. Thank you all for listening to us. I know it gets tiresome, but we really appreciate it. And I really just kind of want to give a big big thank you to Undead Dog for coming on the show. This weekend's PAX, and actually I guess it was 3-4 years ago, I actually got to meet Undead Dog along with a lot of the other people that I used to work with at Sarcastic Gamer. Last year I was really proud of myself. You know, I broke a personal record for Extra Life fundraising, but to see the stuff, you know, and hear about Miracle Cup and all the stuff that Undead is doing to help the Extra Life grow, I think it's really awesome. So I just want to say thank you to Undead Dog for coming on the show, devoting his time, donating some of his time to us, and also for just doing a kick-ass job with Extra Life.
Well, thank you.
All right, Yield.
I really don't got much this week. I will give a shout-out to Undead Dog for being on the show. And I would also like to give a shout-out to one Mr. Fox over at PS3themes.com. He made a really cool Darkwing Duck animated theme. So if you have not made your way over there to download it, you really should.
I have a Darkwing Duck ringtone, Yield, that I might have to send you.
Oh, you got Darkwing Duck ringtone?
Yeah.
You might have to send that over to me, too.
Yeah, if your phone can take custom ringtones, I might share that with you all.
You will have when I get my newer phone, I will have to definitely get that. I need me a Darkwing Duck.
All right, Donnie, your shout outs.
I also want to give a shout out to Undead Dog. Thank you. First time meeting you. Yep. And sweet. And I also want to give a shout out to don't get mad at me for mispronouncing it, but Rypes, RYPS 4 off Twitter for saying that I'm right about the GTA multiplayer. You guys wrong. And all the rest of the listeners, continue listening to the show. I love doing what I do, making you guys laugh or upset or whatever I do to you feelings. I love doing it.
Scar you for life, give you nightmares. Yeah, I love all that shit. All
right, Undead Dog, you have any shout-outs you want to give out?
I do. Okay. I just want to thank you guys for having me on. Kind of a podcasting noob, so I appreciate your patience and everything. Also, I want to wish Ken Levine of Rational Games a happy birthday. Also, there's a group of guys that I play racing games with called world-racers.com, and I'll have a lot of fun playing with those guys. If anybody likes racing games but they hate the jackassery that happens online, these guys, you know, they run clean races. Everybody's very courteous. It's a lot more like real racing, you know, in that regard. So I want to give a shout out to them.
Sweet. And what? Hold on. I guess I got to say, being patient with you, we got to thank you for being patient with us.
Yeah. You've actually spoke up more than our regular guest hosts. You know, most of the guest hosts just sit in the corner, don't say much.
I wish these guys would just shut the F up. Start the show.
Speaking of guys that I want to shut the F up, let me give a shout out to Donnie. No, Donnie, I love you. I want to give a shout out to Yield and for, you know, Donnie and Yield for actually showing up this week to record. You know, thanks for showing up for our listeners.
Alex, you made it clear why I missed last week.
Alex, I want to give you a shout out for actually showing up last week.
Yeah, retroactive shout out.
And I want to give a shout out to Undead Dog. Thank you for being on. You've been an awesome guest host, and you're welcome anytime you want to come back on. And I want to give a shout out to Donnie's mom and grandma, as always.
I'm gonna go do my usual thing here, and 8-bit kind of jarred my memory there, and with his little birthday wish to Ken Levine. It's 8-bit bass's birthday. Oh. Happy birthday, 8-bit. Cool fucking dude. Glad that that we got to work with him at Sarcastic Gamer. So big shout out to the birthday boy 8-bit bass.
We don't have DLC for shout outs. Once you miss your turn.
Hey Donnie, don't you dare take that out of the show. I will come up to Detroit, and I swear to God, I will.
Don't shoot me too.
No, I'll just tell the freaks where you live.
Okay, well, no, I'd rather get shot.
And all right, that is going to bring us to the end of the show. So if there's nothing else,
we got another DLC.
If there's nothing else, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
Bye, everybody.
There you go. Check it. Later.
Check
it.
You done made it through another one.
Replay.
I'll download another one.
Continue your horde.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it. Just to get the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again and listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.